The weather pattern turns wetter this week after the rain and thunderstorms for some neighborhoods on Sunday evening and night. We have an onshore wind that is going to really dominate our weather this week. That's going to keep things windy at the coast, breezy for the Interstate 95 corridor, and it's going to keep rain and thunderstorms in that forecast pretty much every day this week. We have that onshore wind down here at the ground. That's out of the east and northeast. But up above our heads at the middle and upper levels of the atmosphere, we have a wind that's out of the west. That is relatively warmer air aloft on top of cool air down at the ground. That's a relatively stable atmosphere. In other words, we aren't talking about a lot of thunderstorms and severe weather, but that warm air aloft is going to keep the clouds around. And that means rain is going to hang around as well. So there will be showers at times pretty much every day through Thursday and Friday. So keep those umbrellas handy. The wind is especially going to pick up as we look ahead to Wednesday and Thursday. So especially by mid to late week, we're talking high risk for rip currents, rough weather out of the beaches, and the potential for a little bit of beach erosion. Temperatures all week long are going to be below average in the upper 70s to lower 80s. This week is probably the coolest it's going to be for a few months to come, so enjoy it while you can, even though we will be dealing with some rain at times. We're also tracking the tropics. Unfortunately, we got to talk about that. There is an area of low pressure out in the western Atlantic that is going to help enhance that onshore wind a little bit. But that area of low pressure is not moving to Florida, and it is not expected to strengthen into anything. That's just going to help keep that wind up a little bit, like I mentioned, especially by Wednesday and Thursday later this week. So just keep that umbrella handy and try to keep some sunshine in your life while it is cloudy overhead. From the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Corey Sima for 104.5 WOKV.